Nolte, and Why Times Shifts from the Deep State Doesn't Exist to the Deep State's Awesome. By John Nolte on October 22, 2019. After years of denials, the far-left New York Times has finally admitted the deep state is real. And that it is a glorious institution staffed with patriots who are just doing their duty. President Trump is right, writes Michelle Caudill, a Times editorial board member. The deep state is alive and well. But it is not the sinister, anti-democratic cabal of his fever dreams. It is, rather, a collection of patriotic public servants, career diplomats, scientists, intelligence officers and others, who, from within the bowels of this corrupt and corrupting administration, have somehow remembered that their duty is to protect the interests, not of a particular leader, but of the American people. And there you go. Keep in mind, this is the same New York Times that back in March of 2017 ran a headline about Trump that said, "What happens when you fight a deep state that doesn't exist?" But not only is the Times reversing itself, the Times is also asking others in this glorious deep state to join the anti-Trump conspiracy. Fiona Hill, Michael McKinley and the whistleblower who effectively initiated the impeachment investigation. When these folks saw something suspicious, they said something. Their aim was not to bring down Mr. Trump out of personal or political animus but to rescue the Republic from his excesses. Those who refuse to silently indulge this president's worst impulses qualify as heroes, and deserve our gratitude. For the sake of the nation, the American public should be clamoring for more patriots to join the conspiracy. It was only a couple of months ago when the far-left Washington Post finally confessed to the reality of a deep state and did the exact same thing. Told us how incredibly awesome it is. Have you noticed how this always works the same way with Donald Trump? What I mean is, Trump will fire off an accusation. The media freak immediately out over it and declare Trump a lying, un-American conspiracy theorist. And then after the accusation is revealed as valid, the media end up admitting Trump was correct, but that it's no big deal. It works like this. Anyone who believes the deep state exists is a stupid rube spreading conspiracy theories. 2. Okay, there's a deep state, but it's glorious and necessary. Or, how dare Trump accuse the Obama administration of spying on him? 2. Okay, yes, the Obama administration spied on Trump and for that we should all be grateful. Or, how dare Trump try to scare everyone into passing his legislation with phony claims about a crisis along the border? 2. Why doesn't Trump do something about this crisis on the border? Or, 2. This evidence against Hunter Biden could hurt Joe Biden. Nevertheless, even by its own laudatory definition of a deep state, the Times is still admitting the deep state is un-American, undemocratic, and at war with the American people. This sentence right here gives the whole game away. Those who refuse to silently indulge this president's worst impulses qualify as heroes, and deserve our gratitude. First off, it is not the job of unelected bureaucrats and civil servants, people who can never be fired or held accountable, to decide what is and is not a worst impulse. These bureaucrats have one job, and that is to honor the democratic process by instituting the agenda of the American president. When the deep state betrays Trump, the deep state is actually betraying America. In the only nationwide vote this country takes, we chose Trump, and by extension, his policies and vision for the country. The idea that a secret, faceless cabal of unaccountable bureaucrats can betray our vote is appalling and un-American. It is up to the voters to decide which worst impulses are indeed worst impulses, not the deep state. So for those of you keeping track of all the precious norms violated by the resistance media, you can now add the New York Times championing the idea of the American people being ruled by people we do not know, have not elected, and cannot remove from office. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.